Hare Krishna. So this is the afternoon of the last day of the seminar. Hare Bol. Okay, so welcome back for the last session of the seminar for Bradley. We already went through almost everything. We just have a few things. Now we are talking about the future, what is from now on. So it's recommendable for each book distributor to stay in book distribution as long as possible, possibly for the whole life. But of course, like Navina said this morning, you know, it's not for everyone. Maybe one can make it, but many others. But also the other will have a great input from this service. Like Vijay, he said in his seminar, Vijay Prabhu, our minister, said that practically all the GBCs, except one, was a book distributor. So now the RGBC, they are managing our ISKCON society. Many of you will be temple president, hopefully. Leaders in some area, sankirtan leaders, congregational members, like that. If you become sankirtan leaders and managers, you should ensure that book distributors have validated mobility in their service. In other words, try to facilitate as much as possible sankirtan. This will please very much Srila Prabhupada and will make a better future for ISKCON. Our society is based on that. Books are the basis, the foundation of our society. So if you have this responsibility, then make facilities for book distribution whatsoever, cars, arrangements, etc. Now, I will give you about 15 minutes to do something written for yourself, and if you want also to share with the others. So how we are going to get there? How we are going to get to the future, and the need to know where we are going. So what we are going to do after this course, and if there is some room for improvement in our service, and what did you learn? What you were impressed most in this week? What are your impression after this week of course? What else, Marina?
Not exactly what you learned more. I'm sorry. That comes in the next lesson. Now you write down, what's your strategy? How are you going to implement what you've learned this week in the next coming days, weeks, and months? So it's like an action plan. I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And in the next lesson, we're going to talk about feedback about the course and all those things.
Okay, before you start, I want to read you from Nectar of Devotion. Nectar of Distribution.
Too much pizza.
Yeah, the last one I shouldn't take, I knew it. Srila Prabhupada, June 9, 73, letter to Rameshwar. By disseminating our Krishna conscious propaganda anywhere and everywhere, by selling books, by making publicity in newspaper and on television, there are so many ways to spread Krishna conscious information. And you may know that by utilizing our energy in this way to give everyone access to the absolute truth, that is the real understanding of the desire to serve humanity. Understanding is one thing, and the practical application of that understanding is another. But being engaged as devotees of Krishna in the practical work of spreading Krishna consciousness is already the highest realization. That's all right, that is our real mission, to deliver the world by preaching Krishna's message to others. But an ever higher realization, the highest realization, is to save oneself. So you can start writing down your realization, your...
Is the task clear? Anybody's got any question? It's clear? Not clear.
Action plan.
How are you going to implement what you've learned this week in the next coming weeks and months? I'm going to do this, 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 and this.
Practically.
Specific.
Like to the exact of, I'm going to use this key point that we learned about distribution force.
You can be as specific as you can. Action plan should be quite specific.
What if you, like, for example, so I have a plan, like, I'm already going to do 2 to 3 months somewhere and that's set with certain people.
Sometimes you can be general, but try to be as specific as possible.
By a daily basis, or by a daily basis, or just
for the future, whether it be the next few weeks or the next few months, how are you going to implement practically what you've learned?
So anybody wants to share with the class whatever is his plan? Any volunteer? Can you?
To observe myself after each person, I look at myself, what I could have done better, and what I could have done.
You mean after each mantra you do?
Yes, I say, is my mantra up to the standard? Uh-huh. Like after each person I approach, I look at myself and say, is that up to the standard? Could it have been better? That's one practical. And I put Sankirtan meetings also, so the whole Sankirtan party is in the same.
Mataji?
When I put a new material as much as possible.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mataji? Anyway, whatever you want to share, share it. But speak loud.
Yeah. I plan to try to maintain the enthusiasm, which is deriving from this meeting and some renewed enthusiasm, you know, which came out of all this. And to cultivate the desire to practice what I learned here by praying, focusing mentally, and looking for the association of those devotees who are practicing any form of good distribution, whatever form of good distribution. As much as my family life and children care duties permit, never forgetting that actually the book distribution to support the desire of my Guru Maharaj to distribute the books by all the activities, it means whatever I'm doing, it can be connected to book distribution. Because when you do service for Krishna, some spiritual energy is being generated, and if you offer this spiritual energy to the distributor, to the idea that the books should go out, then this power like supports this, like energetically speaking, no? And then things happen. It's like a desire that you emanate and it goes. If all the devotees in this movement focus on wanting to distribute the books, even if they can't physically do it, some their desire, if we start coming, if they cannot go personally to do it.
So like Namahata did. You know, you were telling the story of Namahata. Yeah. He was in the deathbed.
All the devotees in that time, we had been trying to think that way. We were not desiring, we were trying the books and going out, no? And then doing service for Krishna, so that the books can be. I don't know if this can be understood easily. What it means.
Yeah, I think it's quite clear. Yeah.
And my dream to become able to distribute books personally, like a full time, if Krishna permits, and to maintain a family like that, if Krishna wants. And then, if not, continue at least to distribute books as I always did, like in full time of preaching opportunities, like I walk here in my own, I meet someone, and I take them to the bookstore, and I have them buy a book, or somehow I send a book to someone that I know from my car, or so in different ways, you know, to give books. And especially, like personal, like choosing books which are suitable for a particular person, like someone is good for two books, someone is good for. I don't know. You can like and bring that conscious and someone who will do it. And that's something I always maintain, I always feel. And to repay the debt of my Guru Maharaj by focusing on all this and giving friendship to the same devotees for the same level in connection with this idea of the distribution and serving the devotees who are distributing books for everybody so that I can get inspiration and learn from them and to encourage younger devotees to become devotees now to find some interest for this activity.
Thank you. Any other?
First of all, we plan tomorrow to go for me in Sankirtan at 10 o'clock. We'll do that. Then I have a couple of train journeys to different parts of India, 16-hour journeys, 20-hour journeys. So during that time, I can carry books with me. I can go for the train. I can get some experience distributing books. Just have to get books. Then I'm in India. I'll be in Nagpur, one city. I can share this knowledge with the other congregation and brahmacharis there. I'll spend some time there. I can give some of this knowledge. Then we can plan some Harinam book distribution programs there in that city. And we can try to do some book distribution. Like there's one big lake and it's nice. People walk there. We can do Harinam book distribution there. Then I plan to travel to USA and Europe this summer. So I plan to join our Parameshwar Purus party, if it's possible, the Chaplain Sankirtan party, maybe in April or early May, if it's possible. I'm attracted to try to hook up with some Chaplain Sankirtan programs where there's no other distractions, just book distribution.
We have a very good one in Italy, Brahmachari party with traveling temple, just in case you're passing by.
Yeah, that's also in my notes that I want to research where are the parties, who's doing it.
I'm not kidding, it's really.
No, I'm writing it down.
You know, the leader is number 10 in the world.
I saw a presentation in the GBC, it's a big vehicle, right?
The biggest one you can have on the road, 15 meters.
Yeah. So that's
really far out. And that's not the only one, they have like, anyway.
So thank you for your kind
invitation. I'll give you the details if you want to.
And I want to try some campus book table distribution. I'm connected with some devotees here in India who do college preaching, who are college students that are situated in Cornell University, one university in Arizona, one in California. And they invited me to come and preach in their program. So maybe along with doing the preaching in the college to the students, I can set up a book table or do something like that, try some book distribution to help supplement their program, to meet new students and help bring those students to their program. And Vaisheshika Prabhu invited me also to ISKCON Silicon Valley, and he's a great inspiration for book distribution, and I'm sure I can learn a lot with his association. I've been invited to Amsterdam, there's a big Queen's Day festival, and I haven't been in Europe in 3 years, so it's been a while. I have friends in UK and France, I've been invited to Germany, Slovenia. There's also a Pagliaccio in Slovenia. They have their eco band. So I started my book distribution on Pagliaccio a long time ago. I had very good experience. Because you have the three-pronged trident, the book distribution, the Harina and the Prashadam distribution at one time. So I think maybe I can get my feet wet again with this book distribution in Pagliaccio. And again, research. Who are the parties? Who's doing it? Where's it going on? Can I connect with them? And I made a lot of notes during this seminar. I used a special mind mapping software. I have about 20 maps from almost all of the modules. And I want to polish my notes and get materials and see if I can put it together that, you know, I can maybe present something similar at one point, at least some modules, to help share this wonderful knowledge that we receive from you. Thank you. Hare
Krishna. Sounds like a lifetime.
Okay. Hare Krishna. I would once again study deeply and prepare a strategy to implement for the benefit of devotees working under me on the good distribution. Second, conduct a class on the good distribution on the rights I have been trained in order to improve the skill and standard of the distribution being conducted by the devotee at the moment. Motivate the devotees for further progress in their attempts towards dedication and determination to achieve their goal of pleasing the Guru and Srila Prabhupada by involving themselves in more mass group distribution. Then emphasize the need for continuous sadhana, which will include regular reading of Prabhupada books, maintaining their japa and other devotional practices as required to keep up the strength and devotion for good distribution. Prepare required paraphernalia to conduct seminars on good distribution for the benefit of junior potential good distributors. Conduct seminars on quarterly basis, thereby giving an opportunity for those interested to become new good distributors.
Very good.
Thank you.
So here in Mayapur we have a 75 brahmacharis over there. They are going outside for group distribution and we have 10 buses. So before attending the class, they instruct only whatever we learn from the class, we must come and teach us. So we can tell the people, we can teach more and more buses. So I must go right after 2 days. I give them a training. Whatever techniques I have learned from the Prabhu and Guru. But the second thing, now I am doing the booster from 10 to 1 and 4 to 8:30. But between 2 to 4, there's so many people coming to my room and they take a rest in different places. So I think that time I can have one bag and some books. And that time I go and preach the books. This is my new plan. And in future also, if possible, in summertime or northern time, I will go outside and distribute a few more books. And I read proper books more than 2 hours since today. Yeah, because before I can read proper books, you know, I think less than 1 hour. So I think since tomorrow, more than 2 hours. And so many people are posting about this day in Central Campus. I ask them, they will take so many books from our bookshop, they distribute more and more books. This is my new plan.
Anybody else likes to share with the group what are their plans?
Yes, Prabhu. I'm still in India, I'll pray for the mercy from Prabhupada, Shabbatam, and Sinaya, and then work more on sadhana, and then in France, study Shiva Prabhupada books, and in actual. And I go out and try to motivate people to follow up, to ask when I meet nice people, to ask them if they want to be followed up and like I want to do. that's what I want here to share with other devotees in the temple.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah. Yeah.
One time, I think to start is to naturally eat an hour every day. It's just such a silly neglect on anyone's part. And so far as I'm concerned, on my board, that's all that matters. I feel I'm really letting myself down not to eat in 1 hour. I'm not being my own well-wisher. And there's no question of this being Prabhupada's book so long as I don't do this. Then I have a desire to organize myself. Just wish for me to organize myself and pledge some minimum amount of reading time. Distribution here in Mayapur. And whenever I go to Calcutta, to plan some time there also. Because I feel strongly about preaching in Calcutta for some reason. Because those are the people who won't come here.
It's the other one.
Or they will say to you that they've been there already, just like they said they've got the Gita. They've got the Gita, they've been to Mayapur, like that. So that means basically they need. I especially picked up on your suggestion to do the malls. I can see myself doing that more than the streets. And there's lots of them, there's lots of malls. People got money, they can speak English. So I feel confident to do that even more than Mayapur because, of course, Mayapur, I'm beginning to speak Bengali, so that would be an incentive also to perfect my language. So these two, that's why I feel somewhat optimistic that. That it may happen, as opposed to just waffling on about it, which I've been doing most of my life. So watch me, guys, and make sure I do something.
Yeah. Any other?
I'm going to get up every morning, 3:30 a.m., read 1 hour a day, and I'm going to move to the temple. I will organize some different party to go to Germany to start Kirtan. I have a strong morning program, listen to Srimad Bhagavatam class. I'm trying to distribute a minimum 6 hours daily books. I will try to inspire some other devotees to distribute books with me. I will try to have a nice house on one stroke, sitting, pronouncing nicely the syllables. Read aloud, Saturday and Sunday, engage in temple service and listening classes and seminars. I will take good care of my health, every day do yoga, drink water, not overeat, take nice and bad medicine. I will come every year on my professional and pray intensively and every day and seek association and try to serve something.
Wow. Sounds like a good start.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Too high.
You start with something, yes. Thank you for that.
Yeah. I just have the feeling that all of us here in the room very, very good. I just have the impression that we are a very good team. Somehow we've come together and I feel it's so wonderful that we just, that you are putting this course in it on the side and we're here, you know, which is really great. And just keeping with my normal life, right, just spreading the word. And only now I have the tools, I have the books, before I didn't have the books, and now it seems like books are coming. So just spreading the words.
Thank you.
Thanks.
My point is wanting to take the I wanted, I thought he said he can take the course. So I don't know how I'm going to distribute the books without good help, but if I don't see her, I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to distribute books by the micro.
Thank you. Okay, last one or two comments? Yes.
My job is a little, I think, similar like another year. I will finish my travel in India after finishing my Tatrasi, and later I went to Poland. In Poland we have Woodstock Festival. Also this year in big city, in Wrocław, is first Radha Yatra. It's also a nice time for the Buddhist religion. Also devotee from Czech Republic and from Slovakia calling to me for Padayatra. I've been on time in Czech Republic and Padayatra. It's 3 weeks Padayatra. Very nice book distribution with stopping cars and also with Prasada distribution. It's same like Slovenia. It's Padayatra, I think, very similar. And also it's nice time for book distribution. Later we have planned with one devotee from Poland to go to maybe England, maybe Ireland for book distribution for 2 months. Open plan what to do later, maybe like 5, 6 half year in Europe, half year in India.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, sounds like a plan. So let's see, you know, every plan, once you start implementing it, things go sideways. So don't get discouraged. Just get started and keep on doing inch by inch. It's a cinch, which means step by step. It's a struggle, it's a fight. So just start implementing, start working on your list. Don't think, oh, if I can't do everything, it's no good, it doesn't work, forget about it, let's throw it out. Just, even if you can do one thing, two things, three things better on your list, then it's a start. So get started and see the changes it does to you. Like Prabhupada was saying, since 2 days he's reading more than before, selling Bhagavatam sets, looking blissful, having some vision, some scope of how to organize book distribution in Mayapur. So these are, Prabhupada wanted us to make plans, lifetime plans for preaching, lifetime plans for book distribution. Because otherwise, what are we going to do? Just wait till we roll over and die? Or, plan for early retirement? No. We're all a bit too young, you know, to apply for a pension and some room over in the senior brahmachari ashram. We still have a few years left on our ticket. And otherwise, we make plans for sense gratification. If you don't make plans for preaching, for spreading Krishna consciousness, then you make plans for sense gratification. There's no real choice in between. You can't stay neutral. You can't stand on the fence, you know, and sit on the fence. You either join them or you join the other side. So,
I asked so many people, I want to do books, I want to become a book distributor. And they say, well, we'll see what Krishna has in plans. You know, what do you think about that response? Well, let's just see what Krishna's arrangement is.
Well, Krishna's arrangement is that he sends you there and you tell him, okay, look, there's an opening here on this bus, on this party, so why don't you go there for 3-4 months and try it out and see for yourself what it means like. I mean, there is no harm. You can always go back to your temple or to mommy or to whatever, you know. So you said you want to try it out, so try it out. You never know till you've tried. So we don't say, this is the best, this is the only way, this is the supreme thing. Prabhupada is saying like that. But we're just saying, we beg you, we plead with you, we fall at your feet. Please, try it out and see for yourself. You don't have to believe me. If you can't believe Prabhupada, you don't have to believe me. You just try it for yourself. When you see that person walking down that street with a book in their hand and a big smile on their face, you know Prabhupada is pleased. You know Krishna is happy. And you know that's money in the bank, so to say. That's spiritual advancement for you, for sure. So that fullness, that feeling of satisfaction, it's like when you eat a good meal, like today, you know? With every bite comes the feeling, what's the verse? Somebody knows? No, 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 no. Tushi Pushi, that one. With every bite you take comes nourishment, satisfaction, and ever increasing taste, or something like that. I'm still too much drunk by the cake. Sanskrit is not happening right now. So, in the same way, by preaching in book distribution, this taste comes on a daily basis. And you just have that feeling of fullness. And you know, I'm doing the right thing. This is happening. This is here and now. Not tomorrow, not the next year, not next lifetime, but here and now. And that's wonderful, because finally, we stop living in the past, you know, looking at the pictures and lamenting about the nostalgia. And we stop having wishful thinking and big dreams and plans for the future, but we actually start to live in the present. In the now. And that means preaching. Preaching means you take the bull by the horns and you start doing something now, something solid. And then you'll see that Krishna will empower you. And He will send you unlimited facility. He will send you unlimited support. Because everything is already there. Everything is already, it's available. There is no scarcity. Krishna just waits till we open up our consciousness. And you want to tap into that mercy, into that nectar ocean. And then sometimes you'll be flying like an eagle, other times you'll be hopping like a dodo, you know. Sometimes you'll be like a butterfly. Sometimes you feel like I'm a caterpillar, you know. Or I'm a, what do you call those? I'm a possum, you know, or whatever. Whatever, for Krishna. Let me do it for Krishna. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's tough, but still you do it for Krishna. And then it's tasty, it's blissful. Even that toughness, even that rejection can be blissful. Because you know, I'm not doing this on my own behalf. I'm doing this for Guru and Krishna. And that is very purifying. That is the greatest realization you can have in spiritual life. So please go on doing this activity more and more. Make your life successful, make the life of the people in your country successful. And there is ample opportunity for service in preaching and book distribution. We can engage thousands, hundred thousands, millions of people in this activity. Because number one, we've got the best product. Nobody can beat this. This is unbeatable. This is just, you know, out of this universe. This is totally beyond. Number two, we have the best process. Number three is the best association. We got so many best
food.
Yeah. Not just we have become, you know.
That's because most are limited fields. That's billions of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's unlimited.
It's unlimited. It's virtually unlimited. I mean, there is more people in Calcutta than in most of the countries where we are from. So, you know. And if you can't stand India, spend some months in India in the winter, in the summer, go back to your place. Whatever works. Come to Mayapur, get charged up. Charge up your batteries and go out again and preach vigorously. And then come back and get trained up and associate with other devotees. So let's do this regularly. Let's have regular courses and seminars. My plan is to write more courses, to do some curriculum development, to train some more teachers, and to go around the world, teach some courses, go out and distribute with devotees, and keep myself busy, so to say. And somehow, by serving the Vaishnavs, getting some of their mercy, so that I can also become a devotee one day. So you please bless me that we can try to make this happen together. Because Sankirtan is a team effort. It's not a one person, it's not an individual activity. So, thank you for your enthusiasm and participation. For the remainder of this class, we'll have a written examination. Don't be scared, it's just a multiple choice, you know, ticking boxes kind of a thing. It's not heavy, it's quite light. Just so, you know, you reflect on what you've heard the last 5 days. And we'll also like to just quickly see that you've done some of your homework. And in the last lesson, You will give us some feedback, we will give you some feedback. There will be diplomas, presents, and kirtan. Okay, so without much further ado, and since you're all brahmanas, there is no talking, there is no cheating. Whoever cheats gets disqualified. You get a F, you know, which stands for failed. Not for friends, but for failed. If you can hand these out, please. So everybody can just find their own little spot. It's only 20 questions. Sometimes there is several options which are possible answers. Then you take all the right answers.
Write name on it.
Write your name on it, yeah. And sit a little apart. There shouldn't be more than two people on a table, and they should be on both sides of the table. There's no coffee.
Your handbook should be closed. Then you just grab a
chair and sit somewhere. You need a pen?
Write your name on the front page.
It'll take about 15 to 20 minutes, however long time you need to complete it. 25 is also right. The best, but sometimes there is also the second best, which is also acceptable. Yeah, kind of. Or just take them both.
Question 17. A is 1, B is 0, C is 5, and D 0. Question 18. A is 2, B 5, C 1, D 0. Question 19. A 0, B 5, C 0, D 0. 20, A 1, B 0, C 3, D 5. Then you add all the numbers you have so far and make the total. Just pick one. Which one is?
Oh, it's not my test.
Yeah, you know. Just pick one. One of the two. One of the two.
I don't know how many points. I don't remember.
Ah. Sorry. No, okay. 17. Anyway, it's 1 or 0.
You give one?
Give one. Be generous.
19, I was not attentive. 19.
B is 5.
That should not be on the table. They have to erase it from the table.
Actually, it's, yeah, they have to erase it. Because I had it off, I just turned it on the last two questions.
Then hand it back to your to the owner once you've added them up. Okay, once you got them back, you can go for your break, and we'll meet back here at 5:10 for the last lesson of the course. Please make sure everybody gets their test back. Huh? No, no, no. You have to get it back for you. Your own. So see you back here in 5:10.
Just had a few
attacks.
You need it? Anyone needs some mosquito cream? But I need it back because, you know, this is part of the course. So maybe you have to have a copy. Maybe you can copy it.
Rabuji, you can take whole book and make photocopy. But you have to bring me back.
How many pages?
If you want. Okay. How many pages? I don't know, there are quite a few. I don't remember, maybe 8, 90, 100 to 200 pages. Yeah, I'm not sure I have everything here.
So what else do you have?
I'm not sure there is everything here because I moved around things like this one. It was in the back. See, this is 34, but this is 19.
Okay, somehow I can arrange.
Okay. I will take out my notes and I will give it to you. But you have to give it back. Because
yeah,
here I have all my notes, okay? I can give it maybe tomorrow. Is that okay for you?
I am always in the bookshop.
Yeah, I will bring it to the bookshop.
Yeah. I am for 10 to 1 or to 8.
10 to 1, I will try to be there. I'm not sure if I can come for Sankirtan.
Yeah.
I'm not
okay.
Really sure.
Okay, tomorrow. We will have for one more month.
Yeah.
So,
I'm here until the...
Okay. It's just in the morning, I take...
Have you in there?
In the evening, I come at the second time.
Okay.
And if there are possibilities...
Okay.
But possiamo discutere, se vuoi. We can discuss about it.
So, was the test very difficult?
Fun.
Was fun? You liked it? Okay. So, what we're gonna do in the last lesson is, we are going to give you another test. No, we'd like to see, first of all, just shortly glance at your student handbooks to see that you have done your homework. I just quickly like to see some marks. If you can move around, just that you have actually circled the skills and all those things. Just at the end of your student handbooks, have you done? Student handbooks.
I'd like to copy it.
This is actually good for you.
Have you done all of them yet? Assessment worksheets, principles and values, skills, lifestyle,
and mission statement. Very good, very good. Yes. This is work which you do for your own sake. We just hope you have the discipline to do it, because in this way you can start on assessing your own performance. Yeah. If you need more time, especially for the mission statement thing, that takes time. But everything else is fairly easy. You just gotta make a few circles, a few kringles. Okay, if you haven't done that, please do it in the next couple of days, or maybe after Gaur Purnim. So, now, what we gonna do is, this is the last lesson of our course. We want you to tell us in the assessment worksheet what you liked most about the course, where the course could be improved, and what you learned. And then put your name there. And after this, you have about 15 minutes to complete this. And after that, the two of us will sit up front here, and you can just tell us verbally what you'd like to share the class and give us some feedback on our performance, how we have done as facilitators. And after that, we will give you some feedback how you have done as students, and we'll give you your certificates. Okay. And then we'll have a kirtan and we'll go home. And chant Hare Krishna. What about?
The ice cream.
The ice cream. Ice cream and chocolate is off the menu. Not included, no.
Well, that's not okay.
Huh?
Wasn't there some story of some Brahmin that mentally he put his finger in the sweet rice? And just like Manasik, we can have Manasik ice cream.
Manasik no. Ice cream and chocolate. Alright. Okay, so. And you can be as direct, as straightforward, as heavy as you can be. We can take it, believe me. We want to improve this course. We also want to improve our own performance. We haven't been doing this for a while. So please, be honest, be frank. It's not about just, you know, mouthing platitudes, oh, very nice, very nice. But we'd like to know from your side.
I didn't get one of these.
What?
One more here.
One more. Everybody has one? Okay, it should take about 10 minutes, maximum 15 minutes. Be as specific, as honest, as straightforward as you can. Truthfulness is the quality of the Brahmins. Try to be as specific as possible. Thank you. Yeah, this is your last chance for taking pictures.
You should have a family picture.
Yeah, we can do that after. Shop if you need a little bit more time, that's all right. We're gonna start taking verbal feedback from you, from the students, because as facilitators we accept full responsibility for the outcome of this course, and we like you to tell us maybe something you have written which you like to share with the group, or something personal which you like to tell us, especially in regards to two things, to the course, and number two, to our performance as facilitators, because if you don't tell us, we won't know, because we're not the super soul, nor that connected to the super soul, that we will find out. So unless you tell us, we will not know. So please, give us some feedback, so that we can serve you better in the future.
About you as a team, like you are very good team, because you are very different personalities and you very nicely combined. Also, that another group for me is covering very remote topic as door-to-door distribution, so it's very interesting. And then I will learn about street distribution. So I think you are a very good team as teachers.
Thank you. Now you have to give some critique, some room for improvement. What would you like to see more in the future?
Actually, I like everything except when we were watching these videos of how distributors were making mistakes. I sort of feel very uncomfortable that we were commenting on mistakes of such persons who are, like, my opinion, and of course everyone's very advanced. So I was not feeling comfortable at all when we were discussing that it was horrible and terrible. So that's why I suggest that someone else mistakes, like normal Bhakta mistakes, can be shown on the screen.
Okay. Thank you for that. Yes, Aditi.
Thank you very much. I think the course was pretty good. I loved it. I liked the handouts, and also the prashada was wonderful. The time management also was good. And also I liked very much the association of both of you. For room for improvement, I would suggest that from the beginning, I mean from the first day, if you can go out with the student and have video recorded, so on that you can see the state of what we're doing. So I think it's good for you to learn from our own mistakes. And also yesterday, Prabhu was read for 13 minutes. I suggest that for the next time, if you can ask the student to read
so it's not being borrowed and everyone can have different devices. And I definitely suggest for my friends that to have the application.
What was the last part? I didn't get that.
Okay, I tried to speak loudly. I definitely will suggest in the future for my friends to get your course.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
I think for me, no? I do not show all the reality, no? Because all the examples, like, they are like very optimistic, no? Or in the reality, I'm losing, like, reality was very, very difficult, no? Sometimes it's very, very difficult. It's not like this. It's very, very difficult. You must be very determined. I'm very sure that you will make this. And also, if you don't have any support, it's very difficult. Very, very difficult.
Thank you. Any other comments? Yes, thank you.
You have been always demonstrating incidents from various countries other than India.
Okay.
India conditions are completely different. So if we include that.
Thank you. Yes. Carry on.
Another thing is, those people who have been only listening to you, and then they have no facility to record your lectures. So those people who have not got that opportunity, and while you are lecturing, you will be listening to you very carefully, and noting down all the points will be difficult by the time you do something. So we'll write shortly, a bit, and sometimes this. So for such people, you should have extra some, you know, booklet or something to back up for those guys when they go home, they have something to back up.
More extensive
more
notes?
More extensive, you know, which will help.
Then we make a record the lecture also. Like we did it in the month of Shakti.
Thank you for that.
I really appreciate the and our teachers as the experienced Buddhist students and experienced yoga trainers. You can see it's not the first time. Make nice difference. And the sense of humor, of course, it makes it's a whole thing spicy and awake and room. And for me, it's a big honor to learn from you. And room for improvement. Maybe we could have some mic for managers from next time. Microphone. Because half of the information I didn't got, I have difficulty with the series.
I'm going
to speak. Not only for managers. I mean,
some people who cannot hear.
Yeah.
Loudly speak.
Yeah. And then also, maybe those notes which we did everywhere here. Maybe someone who can write quickly, maybe you can print it out later and get also back a form of this, like list of excuses and challenges and short answers, so short solution, like not everything, but thesis.
Thank you for that.
I apologize. I didn't convey my appreciation for all the best lectures I heard. It was very interesting, and even 1 second was important. And I also thank all the devotees who have displayed their skill in expressing their, you know, in the skits. It was quite interesting.
Thank you. Parameshwar Prabhu?
I very much appreciate obviously the level of expertise for both of you actually. I really appreciate, I can't get your name.
Anaka Dunduki.
Thank you. You're very mature, supermodal goodness, this transcendental way of operating, really long-term thinking, really enlightened, and deeply appreciate that. I had the same problem with the Mahajans again, and I couldn't hear it. It was just like dead downtime, a lot of downtime. I think for everybody back here, you couldn't hear the word this way.
Yes.
Maybe every now and then a word or two.
Well, so I said, maybe we'll do it wrong.
We also wanted to, we didn't hear most of it.
Okay.
Okay, maybe
so
just a constant microphone or something.
Yeah, sound system.
Maybe we do a circle. Circle, you can hear better.
But one thing that, you know, I wasn't, you know, hearing about Unamina group, and I didn't quite, you know, I obviously scored the humongous and the amazing stories, but I wasn't convinced. I thought, okay, maybe it's just super good opportunities, you know, the area or whatever. But actually, no, you're actually on a much higher level than everybody else, even higher than everybody, you know. And it's not too difficult to fall for somebody like Rick and rise to that level, you know. But then, like, you were serving under higher number. You could go to that higher level. And so, but you both are not like, in, at least Haranama is not an operation, you're not too much in operation, so we can't, like, you don't have that now. And as far as I know, there's more film footage. So there's a lot of people I know that took this course that wanted, expressed the wanting of how do we get to that higher level? We got a lot of theory here, which I think is extremely important and very important actually for everybody to be on the same page throughout this movement so we can operate very smoothly. That I think is expertly covered in this class. But at the same time, as many of us that want not only to be, you know, pretty good, but actually really super great. I mean, probably not one of the only people in this movement. And there may not be another one that comes around. There isn't any as far as I know now. And just I would like, and then other people would like to get somehow to that higher level. And so just some practical things, like, okay, these are the 20 nugget things that I say out there. Here's 1 to 5 recipes that I use. And we got your general theory. But now, okay, just like you picked from Arianna and maybe some other things, that kind of thing. I would like to see. Also, I heard this one issue from somebody else is thought it might be the course title might have been a little misleading, graduate study course. This is just kind of for pretty much beginners, I thought. What was covered is just basic stuff. You know, two rockets, you know, way up there is about maybe from 3 months to 2 year distributor type of material. That's just the feedback that want to share, and I hope you didn't find it offensive. Because
No.
Very, right, very ahead. Qualified people. Who,
thanks for the feedback. That's
just
what's
because
cool.
I care. And sure. I know you got that kind of thing.
Thank you. Hare
Krishna. Let us thank the course, the passengers, and the devotees.
Please, no side talking, otherwise, we really can't hear.
So, to the owner of Vijay, we should discuss more about Srila Prabhupada's statements on the constitution. It's very important.
More quotes.
Yeah, more quotes.
Thank you.
Guruji, I don't know why this book is not available in the market.
Yes, how much is it available?
The book. I told you it will be available. There's 1,200 copies sitting in Sweden. In a couple of days, they will ship them out to the different BBT divisions. Then they will be made available in the different places. The book was available. Just listen. The book was available, and it's been sold out in most of the places. So now they just have to again put them out into the different places, and then the book is provided.
Everybody gets a book, or they are scared.
No, it's 1,200 copies, and if it's done, then we can do a reprint.
1,200.
Yeah.
So it's nothing like they are not going to print it anymore.
No, we'll print more books, we'll print other books, we'll print different books and book distribution.
As and when they finish.
Huh?
As and when they finish.
They're in process. It's happening. Yes.
What I like the most is that you two facilitators, you are two different devotees from different spiritual generation and different age, different social background, different type of family reality, and you do two different types of sankirtan, and you are two different types of characters, and this is very enriching for us because we can confront different attitude and different. And your behavior is exemplary, and you show a lot of maturity, and therefore it's inspiring us really like that. And your enthusiasm and your kindness, and you're not discriminating. And therefore we feel trust when we hear all the presentation. A lot of now about improvement. There was a good analysis about many practical things. I don't know about everyone who thinks that, but for me, I needed more to hear more about the more also deeper spiritual realizations during the practice of the Austrian service of Santa.
Did you need or did you hear? I didn't understand you.
No,
there.
I mean,
you want to hear more?
To go
more.
Deeper in some, maybe it's different. I would like a little more kirtan, although time, you know, time is a little bit more. And because sankirtan means sankirtan, so it means chanting on the holy name and all this. Since we read some of the scriptures in the Veda Vyas Prabhu and we went deeper into the study, maybe we could do the same regarding Java on a short session. And just to give accent to the importance of the chanting. If we didn't chant, the book distribution would be useless. If we didn't have the chanting of the holy name, that is our base. And this means, in general, some more practical applications. Also, some people, they liked very much when we did this small, how you say, practice.
Role plays.
Yeah. It inspired a lot of devotees, and they wanted to have more of that. And I was thinking that some outdoor activity would be interesting. Of course, spontaneously we decided to go for book distribution, but in the future it could be planned from before. And maybe also, I don't know if time permits, or maybe the seminar could last some more time, or I don't know. But to do some things like bathing in the Ganga or going for a small pilgrimage somewhere near, in connection maybe with the Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya and Tenanda, you know, that somehow records the book distribution and everything. And this could help us increase our relationships between us as a group. So to bond more like the relationship. And then as an expansion of that, further in the future, to organize the practical application of the book distribution of all these devotees somewhere. Like maybe think how to keep in contact and organize groups. Like me, personally, I found out that it would not be easy for me to find some association to go out on Sankirtan in the countries where I moved. So maybe this can again start expanding this organization of the groups and of the points of association for the movies for interested communities, so we can arrive in a spot and find some leaders, some groups, some association. Because not all of us are ready to take our bag and go out and sit directly like that alone in some city without other Sankirtan devotees association like that. I think this is most important.
Thank you for your feedback. You, and then him, and then you, and then you, and then you, okay?
That's what I meant by follow-up. Because we're speaking follow-up, new people, what about you who's already there? So if you really appreciate that you said we have only 1,000 distributors per million devotees, why you don't follow up the distributors, the great distributors, right? So it's not a big deal if you send 100 emails to new people, you send 50 emails to distributors who supposedly come next year to Mayapur and take part in the seminar. Or whatever, from time to time you can send us some story from Sankirtan, whatever, you know. Krishna called an absolute place for all of us. So, and the good, another good point was prasadam, really. That's great idea that is included in the course for the first time I saw it. So maybe somebody has got it, for instance. And what kind of prasadam? So nice, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for that. We had number two. Yes, please.
I think there was much discussion about how Lord Chaitanya and his associates distributed love of God in whatever form. If that was discussed, it could have helped us much more. And also, in the room, we should have had the examinations of Prabhupada's quotes and different pictures. That would have helped us create a good audience for us. And also, I wonder why was charged so much, but thank you at the same time for allowing me to pay 50% of the fees. But I think it's too much.
In connection to that, we heard devotees saying that they cannot participate because of the unfriend of mine. It's the best Sankirtan in Brazil. He asked me, did you pay 4,000 rupees for the course? I say, I should pay for 100,000, you know? Because if you have another one, I come again. Because I will be
present. Okay, we had, wait, let me follow the sequence. We had him, then bring the prayer, yes.
This course, it was really...
Can you please listen when the other people speak? We also listen to you.
It was really a pleasure to learn from you and to listen to you. You were never feeling asleep or whatever. You were really speaking from your heart, and it was creating some real confidence and trust. And I was really happy to hear from you and learn. It was really inspiring. I don't really see room for improvement because for me it was really nice, really well organized, well planned, wonderful prasad, really nice. Maybe some ideas for future developments, like why not speaking about, of course, you know, door-to-door distribution and distribution in the street is certainly the most important, most important way. But there may be other ways also to distribute books, like we see some devotees are distributing through the internet. So how to proceed, whom to contact, you know, how to have our books be listed in the American catalogs. I know there are some systems like that, the official catalogs. There may be the possibility to contact the media and have some free articles about our books, advertisements, marketing, you know, on a bigger scale. So maybe some devotees are already involved in this, maybe we need to have some feedback from them. And developing the book distribution through, you know, Lamar programs, there are other ways also to distribute books. Maybe not so complex, I don't know, but we have to be involved.
Thank you. Ekalavya, then Vasudev Prabhu.
Okay. So thank you for the wonderful program. What I liked the most regarding the facilitation, regarding Nahila Nyarga Prabhu, I loved it when you demonstrated different distribution techniques, like when you stopped the car at the concert. And this was wonderful. This was a high point for me. When you got into action, interacting personally. I loved it that you were on time. Of course, it was always starting on time. You told great stories, and I can see the experience. Many years of experience is very, just shows so much experience of book distribution. Good level of intensity. You made it easy to stay focused in the class. It was very intense. You were moving back and forth. You were coming, addressing the person, asking the question, coming up to them. A lot of eye contact, very intense. I like that high level of intensity, more than practically any other seminar I experienced. Excellent intensity.
Control the mind.
What's that?
Control the mind.
Control the mind. I was controlling the minds of the students, keeping us focused on the topic. Excellent. And I really liked your unique ability to react to questions and comments
in a way completely appropriate to like the guna and the karma and the qualities of that particular person. These are skills that you learned on book distribution. You know all the different types of personalities and you utilize that in your teaching in order to react to them. You respond very, very personally, which is very unusual, unique, I can say unique. And probably that's a sign because you've probably interacted with more people on a personal level than practically anywhere on the planet. And how many hundreds of thousands of people have you come in contact with personally? So that's a unique contribution that you have to this con and to book distribution. So thank you for that. As far as Anakadandubi Prabhu, I love the way that you have demonstrate tremendous faith in Krishna. Whenever questions come to you, the bottom line is always, well, Krishna is always going to arrange and make it work out properly. Whether it's money or this or that or anything, it's always the tremendous faith in Krishna always shines through. You're also always on time. You also did fabulous demonstrations, like when you were going into the offices and door to door. That was very wonderful, priceless. I love that. Great stories. Also, the many, many years of experience of book distribution is very obvious. And I love that every day when we had kirtan, you were always participating very enthusiastically in the kirtan. It was very exemplary. Thank you for that. And you also demonstrated a soft and sensitive, loving, compassionate nature and desire to give the gift of Krishna consciousness in a quality way to as many people as possible, despite your personal considerations, in a steady way, year after year after year, same people, bringing many, many people to the movement, making many devotees through book distribution. So I thought that was very exemplary. And also in your ashram as a grahastha, this is very exemplary that you're maintaining your ashram exclusively through brahminical activities of book distribution and follow up and preaching to people. So this is very, to see an example of this is very inspiring. So this is what I like most about the facilitation. Some potential room for improvement. Just say a few things. I've written more, but I'll let you read those and just say a few things.
Don't take the sugar.
For one thing, the Guru Tattva module didn't really do it for me. We had a Guru Tattva discussion. Although I am in favor of such discussions, I didn't know if this was really the time and place for that. And regarding appearance, that sometimes by the end of the day, your tilak is finished. And I prefer to hear from a teacher who's got, you know, a tilak like zap, you know, like that. And Anakadandubi Prabhu, I feel that some lessons could have been a little bit more punchy and fast-paced. The intensity level could come up. Sometimes I felt the energy level was getting lower and less focused, and my attention span was challenged. To try to stay focused on you all the time was sometimes a challenge for me to keep it moving. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Vasudev, sorry. We'll come to you next. But.
Prabhu, I can second almost everything Prabhu just said. Very perceptive, fully exhaustive feedback. Mine will be more sketchy. I found the unity problems to combine very well with your two different styles. That is, Naveen's very dominant, was the very dominant leader. I feel very honored to have been on the receiving end of your expertise. I find that you relate very unfailingly with the different individuals in the class. You keep the show on track. You don't let anyone take you anywhere other than where we need to go. And you, as the Prabhupada was saying, your intensity just does it. It kept me away, and that's what I mean. I think that's what we all needed, and therefore the satisfaction is there for most. Anakadam Gubi Prabhu felt was very complimentary assistant leader in this course, contrasting very much with your soberness, your soft-spoken demeanor, and I feel you're a very reliable leader of book distribution in your country. I can really feel this. So, in one word, a great team. As far as the book here, I would like to say that the VTE book is very user-friendly. I'm ever so pleased that we have this to rely on and keep our eyes focused. I find it essential and well put together, carefully designed, room for improvement. I would have liked more clips, video clips, not only in the airport, but also on the streets, door to door, and some small industries. I'm curious to know more about that. That would have really been helpful. I would have liked a unit to be dedicated to more to mantras, various kinds of mantras, time tested, you know, who have shown to be very effective, mantras we can learn and that we can pick and choose from, like that. And the last, there's also a hearing problem, yes, especially Anakadu Gubi Prabhu. I don't know if you could speak louder or get a microphone, something. Also to hear from the students sometimes was not easy. I find the chairs to be a major drawback, not very comfortable.
Armrests.
So I think a little money could be spent on the chairs for the next time. But the most disastrous for me was the prasadam. Because I find that the prasadam was too much and I would have liked less. If the prasadam hadn't been so delicious, also I would not have overeaten. I believe that overeating this kind of prasadam is not favorable for the
distribution.
Okay.
That's
how I wanted. Did you already talk? Okay. First, I want to hear from those who have not yet shared. Anybody else wants to share with the group? You already spoke, no? Before we go in second round. Yes, please, Prabhu.
You should have more things, Prabhu?
Yes.
I thought it was really thorough and it touched on all subjects. It was very well-rounded program. It was great organization, great timetable, as someone mentioned before. Really great things. One thing I would like to hear a little specifically, Prabhu, is postures. Yogi for that lower back exercises in favor. Maybe let us know there's some postures or some lower back.
Yes, I got it. Thank you. That's it. Anything else, Prabhu? Okay, second round, we'll take one, two more small comments. You're the last one, as I said, okay.
Maybe small comment? It's,
yes.
It's a very nice point. It's you
Whatever hasn't been mentioned yet, just if you have something additional,
yes,
has not been covered.
I think it's nice to invite some, maybe sometimes some one more or two more devotee, senior Sankirtan devotee, like, I don't know, Vijay Prabhu or Vimpati Prabhu, for example, is very refreshing, very, very nice. And so, thank you very much for very, very professional education. And big Dandavat for Nagi Nagi Radha Prabhu and for Anaka and Vimpati Prabhu.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, we take two more comments and then we move on. Yes?
I want to make a suggestion.
Yes, please.
In the future, we can organize like to be more focused and to really go deeper into what we have been doing and be able to add all these ideas. The organization was proper. We also don't think nothing was missing. But all these other things can be added if there's more time. So in order to be able to do that, maybe it should be not exactly during festival, and it should be a camp. So we can.
It should be
a camp. So we
can
live together, have sadhana together, go for some outdoor activities together, and have a common consciousness all together, be more focused spiritually all together.
Thank you for that. You had another point, yes?
Yeah, short. About appreciation, I found it also very nice that you would take time for this session and for feedback.
So thanks for the feedback.
It's very nice itself.
For giving us feedback. Okay, you had another point, and then Mataji, yes, please.
It would be nice if each temple center would open, or, make this kind of arrangement to all the book distributors can come together and read different books and then share the realizations by which they can increase their book distribution.
Okay, thank you.
That was very good, the one that we did on that day. We are all reading and then sharing afterwards.
The next course, I think, must to be less time for theory and more time for practice. Every day we must make good distribution. Every day 1 hour, minimum. And after, speak about our realization. This is the reality. The problem is plan now, not only.
Thank you. Okay, this is your last chance. Only seconds, no thirds. Anyone else? Yes, Paramesha Prabhu, final verdict.
These programs that you did here are like sharpening the saw.
Yeah.
If you go out every day, year after year, and you don't really do this kind of thing, you know, not only is it a good break on the body and mind, but you know, sharpening the saw. If we have more things like this, you know, little different levels of classes and stuff like that, you could really be more effective as a whole movement.
Thank you for that. Okay. We'd like to thank you so much for your feedback. Now we'll give you some feedback. And also your diplomas. Before we get into the individual, just generally, I like Anantabuddha to go first because I speak a lot and I'll just do the roundup.
Fortunately, he speaks a lot, otherwise, you know, everybody will be asleep, famous, or somebody else. My experience was very positive. I don't have very much experience of teaching this course. I just taught it a couple of times in Italian. For me, it's a little challenging to speak in another language which is not Italian, as you can probably have seen. I tried my best. I know that could be much better from my side. I had a wonderful impression of all of you. You seem very motivated, all of you, and it was a great pleasure for me to share my realization and my expertise, which is not, I mean, it's Srila Prabhupada that is going through me in some way by his arrangement. So thank you very much for having me, you know, for having tolerate myself in teaching you whatever I was able to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
One thing. I have to thank very much Navina Nirana Prabhu. This course practically is all because of him. He did everything practically. I was just a little help, or maybe some, a little, not help, but something else. But anyway, he was also tolerating me, backing me up, and he did it in a very nice way, very politely. And so all the merit should go, it's not humility, this is just reality. I think all the merit of everything is coming in here. So let's give him, please, a big round of applause.
Jai.
Okay, you won't get away easy. We'll give you your feedback. You can be as nice as you want. We're not buying it. No, no, thank you very much for that, for being very open, honest, and frank. That's the only thing which actually brings out the nectar and shows us where we can improve. Very good points. I think many of them, most of them can be implemented. They're doable. They're not, you know, out of the ordinary. And it's sensible to ask for those things. I expect nothing less from you as intelligent students. You know what is the standards. You expect nothing less than that. And obviously, we have tried to come up to the standards, but we have fallen short in certain areas, and I apologize for that. As far as the logistics concerned, we can try to improve, and I hope so we will. Get some better equipment and have the sound and the different things in place so that you feel fully capable of plugging into the lessons. I apologize for going off on a ramble there on the tangent on the Guru Tattva thing. That was not the topic of the class. We showed some videos. I apologize if some of you felt uncomfortable seeing senior devotees not in very favorable or positive exchanges. The mood, the spirit was not to discredit them, but the spirit was to show what works and what doesn't work. We are all allowed to make mistakes. It's not illegal, it's not forbidden. And we should all be able to learn from them. I don't necessarily agree that you should just have bhaktas and young devotees doing that, because sometimes it's really good to see how the good and the bad is really together in the same person, in the same exchange. And we'll work on the handouts, on the different course materials. I've just revamped and overhauled this entire course by about minimum 40%. A lot of this stuff is being thrown out and new lessons have been created. We definitely have not given enough importance on the Indian situation of book distribution, and I apologize for that. We have to incorporate that stronger into the course, especially when we're teaching it here in India. You can see that it was not written by Indians and it was not devised in India, but it has come from abroad. All the other suggestions are very sensible, and they're very, we can work on them, we can implement them. Short little note on the finances. In the beginning, I wanted to make the course more expensive, but then I lowered it just because I got feedback from different people. You know what usually you would pay for 5-day courses? including meals. It's a horrendous amount of money. We've basically covered the cost and put some money aside to do materials for the next course, so it's not a money maker. Quite a number of you have come free or half price or, you know, on a very subsidized rate, so we're very flexible. The idea was not to generate funds, but the idea was that if you advertise a course, you get 50 to 100 people who just say, yeah, I want in, I want to come. But you have to qualify. And we don't have the time and the knowledge to sit down with each and everybody to see whether they actually qualify for the course. So by putting a price tag to it, you actually make it a little bit, you know, there's some qualification there. And then also, you are right, this is actually, it's called a graduate course, but you could also call it an intermediate course, because it is for devotees who've been doing books between 6 months and 2 years, or even 3 months and 2 years. So it's actually quite an introductory course. And some of you might have felt that you're getting too much basic stuff and not enough advanced, not enough high-level stuff. And I do apologize for that. We do have devotees here who have been out for a couple of weeks, and some have been out for some decades. So there's a big scale of a difference in experience. But there are follow-up courses, and we'll do the more advanced. And we'll go out and do the finesse, do the actual fine-tuning in the field, because that's what's going to happen, hopefully. Then, yes, let me finish it, then I'll get back to you. Special mantras, specialized mantras should be there, yoga postures could be there. More experts who contribute. We had conflicting dates. We wanted to have it in the first week before Parikrama, but we just found out that they're having another seminar in the Samadhi, so we have to change the date to after Parikrama. So most of the other experts are already gone. Otherwise, we would have liked to have more people teach with us. I fully agree that this course should be available in all temples, and that we should add a practical demonstration and practical workshop session out in the field, like we're doing tomorrow from 10 to 12. So overall, personally speaking, I'm very happy, I'm very content. Thank you for your trust and for your faith in us, that you've came to this course, you participated well. Most of the students have been on time, been very alert, very attentive. You've put in your energy, you've put in your heart blood. I can see that there is some experience, the emotions are there, so you feel strongly for this activity of book distribution. And that's what is most attractive. That's what very enthusing, inspiring for us as teachers to share the knowledge with you. And I hope to have more and more such sessions in the future. I also like to thank especially my dear friend Anandanandavi Prabhu, that actually, by his inspiration, we were doing this course, because alone it's not possible to do something like that, and we could play the good cop, bad cop, so we could do our thing together. I especially value his brahminical nature, his friendship, and his support throughout all these years, and I hope to do many more courses with him in the future.
Good luck.
Good luck. So without much further ado, I'd like to give you your diplomas, and after that we're going to see a short clip by Srila Prabhupada and have some kirtan.
And a picture, don't forget.
And a group picture. Yes, last question, please.
The courses will, like Samadhi said, that it should be offered everywhere in all the centers, but it should also be offered not in 5 years or once in 5 years or 10 years, but it should be like once in 3 months. Then everybody will get a chance to take the course. Okay. And also I would like to ask why, if you see any drawback in giving the course to all the devotees who are desirous to take it, why should they be filtered?
Why should they be
filtered?
Because a lot of times you have people who just want to sit in a course and they just want to watch. And they say, I'm just here to observe. And that doesn't work for me. Because this is an active group session. You have to put in your energy, you have to put in your time, and you need some background knowledge. It means you have to actually know what is group distribution. Otherwise you can't contribute. And then if you have like even a third or a fourth of the class who is just keeping to themselves, for us as facilitators it becomes very hard to move with the group if there is some weight, some people who are not moving because they just want to be spectators. Because Krishna consciousness and especially Sankirtan is not a spectator sport. It's not something which you do on your remote control, on your TV or on your, you know, VCR. But it is something which you have to actually do practically. So that's why we want people who want to do the service.
You can always ignore that and concentrate on the question. So here, I have seen the fact that most of the people who are wanting to do the course would not do it because of the price.
No, that's not true. Because I spoke with everybody. Everybody who came to me, I talked to them and I said, money is not the concern. I want you to give something. Because that's the Vedic system. You gotta give something. But if you think you get something for nothing, then something is wrong with your mentality. So you have to contribute something. That's the point. And unless you get this point, you're not qualified. That is the requirement which I'm putting to the students.
Maybe you should put a test, like a qualification test.
Huh?
Test to qualify the course.
Yeah. Well, we can improve on that. I agree. Okay, last two comments, last three comments.
What do you take for something where you get out of it? If I would have paid $1,000, I would have got out a lot more out of this course.
Yeah.
Okay.
So by paying the full amount?
Anybody feels they've overpaid, come see me after the course.
And instead of extremely qualified people, they deserve a lot more.
I thought 4,000 was steep to begin with, and I really needed to be convinced that I had the
money's worth
of my money, yeah. And I feel that it was easily worth $4,000.
Definitely.
Good, well priced, no complaints.
I think it's like when people not going to pay for the book. You know, we could distribute billions of books, but we want to be at least a little bit sure that people will appreciate it. So we cannot give book to everybody. We must say it was money.
What was your point?
Okay, you can have this discussion about the money a little bit later on. We'd like to finish on time here because we want to keep our commitment to you as a group. So thank you very much for your feedback, for your honesty, for sharing from your heart. I really appreciate it. And we tried to work on those points and make it as best as we can for the next time. So right now I'd like the students to come forward and accept their certificates. Everybody has passed. Somehow or other, believe it or not, you've all managed. So, Advaita Gaura Hari Prabhu.
Hari Prabhu.
Thank you very much for coming. Hare Krishna. Subrata Gauranga Prabhu. Where is Subrata Gauranga? Oh, he didn't come today. Okay.
So he failed.
He fails. No certificate. Guru Prabhu. Panchatattva Prabhu. Gadadhar Krishna Prabhu. Narayan Pandit Prabhu.
I wasn't ready for that.
Okay. Bhakti Alicia Mataji.
Mataji.
Bhakti Devidasi.
Madhurya, no, Madhavendra Purida.
Vrinda Priya Mataji. Venkata Krishna Das. Aditi Mataji.
Keshava Gopal Prabhu. Kishan Chandi.
Balaram Nityananda Prabhu.
One more for the hall, for the Wall of Fame. How many of you got this festival? About five or six diplomas?
Just three.
Second administration to
me. Ekalavya Prabhu. Seva in here, or you want me to do another one? We can do another one. No problem. That's why we have some extra.